We'll ask to start your video if you want to.
Okay. Have your video. All right. Okay.
There you
Hi.
Are. Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Let's talk about the weather. There is no weather. Whether or not. Whether or not.
Yeah, if you're formless, the weather would not affect you at all.
Yeah.
High winds, heavy rains, snow, nothing. But just like in dream, if it rained in your dream, you'd be getting wet. But of course, you're not getting wet, because it's all appeared formlessly. This form-based existence is arising from your own self. So whether your character is in the, you know, that even that you're identifying with, you're soaking wet. It rains so much, you get in a flood and you get caught up in the waves, but then you wake up and you're not soaking wet in your bed. So you know this difference between what's real and what's not. You are reality. Everything that can be known by you is the illusion.
There's no way anything that you think you know isn't going to pass. So that's one hint that nothing is what it seems to be.
Well, your sense of existence will leave you. But you won't know you exist, but you exist because you existed prior to the sense of existence. And with the sense of existence came the illusory world that you're seeing. Just like in a dream, you're laying down, it's deep sleep. There's a little mixture of I exist, I am. Boom, dream world is projected. And then after the dream is finished, you know, oh, it was just a dream. You're not mourning the loss of any of the dream characters, including yourself, or asking why you didn't have more time in the dream. Unless you're really identified with the illusion. If you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, that was such a great dream. Maybe if I go back to sleep, I can get back into that. This is attachment.
Yeah, I was getting a sense today that there's something that is always present. The only thing I could think to call it would be stillness or silence.
Well, all the things that present themselves are presented to you. It's just you misidentified you with this body form. And you say, oh, I'm seeing these things. But all these things are being presented to you.
And I am like stillness or something.
You're nothing. More like the space in the room. If it suddenly clicked with a body and saw objects and was confused that it's no longer the space due to the wrong identification with a body form, you see objects. So now suddenly this world of duality has appeared before you.
And what we, I was sensing like that maybe, the form of, nothing is nothing, something like that.
Well, nothing is only something when it takes a form and believes I am. And the misconception is then when one specific form that you are not You could say you're all of it, because all of these, your presence is in every being. All of this is arising on your spontaneous presence. So you could say, okay, well, what happens when John, this body form, is no more? The presence still very much is. And the dream world is still very much going on, just there's no longer the telescope of John or the belief of being a John. Consciousness, whatever you want to call it, that took a form for a limited time, is now no longer believing itself to be in a form, in that particular form. This is in the dream.
The existence goes on, but there's no John.
Exactly. But there never really was a John. No. John is a lump of five elements.
And the existence that goes on is nothing. It's like, that's the form of it is nothing. Or,
well, again, like in a dream world, all these forms are being created and destroyed every night in your dream. And it's similar to this concept of there's a world. Well, there's not really a world. There's like this consciousness, which is all these forms within this consciousness are being created and destroyed, and this formlessness clicks with a body and says, oh, I'm alive, and sees a world. But then this body is no longer available, so there's no knowing of this. And yet there's still, you see, because there's, just like in your dream, when you wake up, the whole world is gone. Because it wasn't individual dreamers.
Yeah, I was seeing this morning that creation and destruction is actually, they're not different. They're both present at the same right now.
Only an illusion. Creation and destruction occur when the five elements get together and form a lump of goo. And then that lump of goo is imprinted as a dog or a pig or a cat or a person, a human, let's say, a bee. And then this formlessness attaches itself and says, oh, this is me. I now know I exist. And then I exist as something. And there are other folks there called parents who sit there and tell me how this existence is. And that I'm a newborn baby and I'm to be going to school and learning about the world. And the same formlessness identified as parents is the five elemental goo in which the presence has identified itself as mom and dad. But you know this as formless. You can remain with yourself, the self, and world disappears, concept of world, you'll still see because you're here.
The self is sort of, could you say it is its own identity?
And as Maharaj says, unidentified, anonymous, invisible identity.
Yeah, somehow the word identity is allowed to make sense somehow.
Well, only when you remove all the attributes from it. Identity is invisible, anonymous, unidentified. So now try and logically sit there and picture that. My identity is invisible, anonymous, and unidentified.
That's why I was getting the sense that all I could call it would be stillness or silence, because there's nothing else. Even that's just a word on top of it. But
exactly. All words came along with the body and you're not body. But while we're in this body-based existence, we try to use words to describe this. And Maharaj calls that invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity, selfless self, self without self. Again, self without the attributes that you would incur or add to self. Even if you have self with a big S, like they do in books, they say, okay, self with a big S and self with a little S. These are attributes, again, that came along with the body. And self with the big S, then we believe is like the ultimate, the absolute, and all this. And like Maharaj says, there is no absolute, because absolute is a label given to your own self only within the bubble of illusion. Ultimate truth. This is a label that's given to invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. God, Brahman, Paramatman, Master are all names for your own self. And when did you come across those names? When you came across with the body. Well, you are not body, you are formless. So basically, only the concept of having to try and label things through a mind-based kind of filter of, well, how am I supposed to talk about these things? Well, in reality, you're prior to words. When you came along with the body, you started creating words. As Maharaj says, it's very funny, actually, because we put lines together and say, this is J, this is K. But again, how much you can see the concept. How can a line like this and a line like this be a T? It's conceptually believed. And it came along with the body. When someone said, little Johnny, when you draw a T, you make a line like this. The T words are tree, tea, and such and such. But prior to being this, you knew none of this. Nor was any of this really useful, because there was no one that wanted to know what a tree was until you came into the illusory existence and you saw the five elemental goo lumped together in a certain way and said, that's a tree.
And I was just picturing, okay, when you make a line for the top of the T, as soon as you start making the line, the start of making the line is illusion, because now you're continuing on making the line, and that's where you're at now. You're always at the present. You're not, the beginning of the line never existed, and it's gone as soon as it existed, or as soon as you think it existed. It's just, I don't know if you know what I'm trying to get at, but it's just
the line is, I am born, and it ends with, I am dying. That's the illusion. The same as when I draw a T. I didn't learn that concept of when I'm born, then I'm going to die. I didn't learn that concept until I came along with the body. And you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. Prior to being this, there was no concept of birth and death. And there was no one knowing birth or death. The concept of birth and death came along with the body. And the body's existence, because of the knowledge of existence in body form, created the top of the T, I am born and I will die. In reality, you're so far outside of time, because time is a concept in this body-based illusion.
Still, aren't we somehow speaking from the illusion?
The only way you can speak.
Otherwise, we wouldn't even be here discussing this unless we were speaking like from the illusion.
Well, you know yourself in a real sense, but this knowledge of your own self is still within the bubble of illusion, because all knowledge, only things that you can know or experience or see, is within the consciousness, the bubble of illusion, the I am, the presence, whatever you want to say. You're outside of all of this. All of this has appeared to you. You had to be there for this to appear, but it has nothing to do with you.
It's it's hard to get used to not being anything.
Well, it's your trueness. Anything that's added on is not you. Just if we said Keith the body, can dress up like a construction worker, like a policeman, like a cowboy, like a fireman, like, but those are all just attributes on Keith. And Keith is really none of those things. You just said Halloween. Everybody dresses up as something they're not. They put on additional layers. And you're doing this all the time. You're putting on additional layers of presence. Presence is formless. You put on the layer of, I am the body. I am Keith. Keith believes in these things. Keith has these parents. Keith has these experiences. Keith has these memories. All these are just putting on more extra layers that are not needed. Same as a Halloween costume.
Actually, there's only one truth then.
I mean, there's only one one ultimate reality, which is you are that. You're not Keith at all.
What about the people that believe very strongly that they are a body and they have a life and they don't want to die because they think that they might lose their identity, but they still have their identity and they die? Then what happens?
But there are no people, just as in your dream. All you can have a dream character who's absolutely terrified of dying. What happens to him when you wake up?
Well, it's not there.
Exactly. The only experience can be within the bubble of illusion. Mm-hmm. And you're not that.
Somehow that's within you.
All of this existence is within you because it's being projected. Again, if you look at the space and you see the objects that are in the room, and it's just the space that has clicked with a certain body and knowledge of existence has come. There's a body available to know objects, to know things. And even if there's another body in the room that the space is identified with, and one says, you know what? I realize I'm the space in the room. And the other one says, this is sounding very silly to me. There's no space in the room. You are you. Don't be crazy because we'll take you to the psychiatrist. But at the same time, the reality is it's just the space. And all of it is occurring within its own self. The knowledge of separation came with a feeling I exist, and I exist as something. So the one sitting across saying that don't be silly, you are not the space, and the one that's realizing themselves as the space, there is no difference because there's no individuality. It's only a concept or a belief in specific individuals. And once I know myself in a real sense, I don't see others that way. Bodies that are moving about, I absolutely know are my own self because it's all occurring within myself. And I may still act and react. There may be some annoying version of myself that, you know, does some kind of crazy thing. And I'll sit there and say, oh, look at that. But deep down, I'm very understanding. So I'm not so disturbed and like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Just like waiting in a long line. Okay, I can't say, oh, there are no individuals because now my wait is like 20 minutes for the grocery line. There seem to be many people ahead of me. But the reality is, no, this is not true. It's the same as if I was dreaming. I was in a grocery store line. Could I get upset knowing that it's a dream with those dream characters? Why are they taking so long going through the register and all of this? It's illusion. It's a long dream. And when you deal with it as such, in the moment, spontaneously understanding, it's just a dream. I'm absolutely formless. I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. So why would I be disturbed about something that seemingly is a body-based experience?
But and the trick for me is what I'm here for is to try to recognize that that's what's happening as it's happening rather than as if it's happening at some other time, or as if it couldn't even any of it can happen at any other time, or what I can think of this time as if it's actually the trick is to get used to seeing it, the reality of what you're saying right now as it's happening or as it is.
Fall back into your own self. You're there all the time. It's just that you can say attention outward towards the illusion, or attention within, where the selfless self, that feeling of just I, that presence, it's available in every moment. So do you get pulled into the illusion, or do you just sit and remain with your selfless self? And yeah, that's a duality in a sense, but that will erase the concept of duality by remaining with your selfless self, because you won't get lost in the illusion. Even in the long grocery store line, okay, this is a time, perfect time. And even you can say, because this is my experience that I've created for myself, to remain with myself.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'll get the idea that I could do something about it, or I could know
if how you're formless. Is. How can you relate? See, that's something very interesting. You can't move form if you're formless. How can you change an experience in form if you're formless? Only through mentation, where you say, oh, I wish this was different, or I don't like this, or whatever. And this gets you lost in the illusion. Because without that mind flow and your identification with it as specific things occurring and happening to you, you can't be an illusion. It's not possible. Once you know yourself in a real sense, this mind flow is no longer identified with these things are happening to me, or this is my experience, or will this experience end ever? Only if you have an identification with yourself as something.
Yeah, that's you know, like that though. You can't move form if you're formless. That sort of connects me with what you say about recognizing that you have nothing to do with this world.
Absolutely.
It's hard for the mind to understand.
Well, that's in your prior to mind. Mind came along with the body. Mind can only give you ideas, thoughts, and projections of images based on the body-based illusion. And when you know yourself in a real sense, then it won't make sense. Even the memories that the mind tries to project up on the screen and say, do you remember this? Well, I'm formless.
And if you recognize that, you can see it as it's happening.
You, again, if you do get lost in a moment, you just remain with your selfless self. That's why Maharaj says, be with you always. Be with you always is not just, okay, I'm going to sit down for some nice meditation for 30 minutes and be with my own selfless self. I feel this amazing presence, just die. Now I'm going to get up and go to work and get in the traffic and all this. No, be with you always is always. You're constantly refreshing your memories. I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. I'm absolutely formless. If I had to identify myself, I could compare myself to space or sky, but my identity is invisible, anonymous, unidentified identity. How you are prior to the body and how you are after the body is no more, that is the truth. How you are appearing in this moment is absolutely illusion. But you don't even have to say it's illusion, because there are appearances and you're formless. And as was said, if the line is very long or there's a lot of traffic, you could always drop in yourself just for a moment and say, I have created this experience. It's absolutely perfect to remain with myself as self. Or if you want to go one step further, thank you, Master. Thank you. Without this, I might have been lost, but this is something that you have put in front of me for my own benefit to remain with my selfless self. My great teacher. As Maharaj says, all answers come from inside, and they're not verbal answers. Because you're prior to words. When selfless self is speaking with your own selfless self, there are no words. Should I do this or should I do that?
There's still some kind of presence, though, isn't there?
There's presence as long as there's a body form available. Yeah. Without a body form, there's presence, but there won't be a feeling of presence or a knowing of presence. The knower was to be there, but nothing to know. And no need to know. Because the knower is all. You are that. And anything that is this, you are not.
And that is the fact that is always here.
Of course.
I did have a little, I was wondering about two things that happened today that made it look like if you were a New Age religion thing and talking about synchronicity. Well, the first one was I was in a dream and I was sort of like just very slightly conscious, and it seemed like my mind picked up and said there was something gonna, like an electrical impulse was gonna happen at this moment. And it seemed like I caught it just before my alarm went off that something was going to happen, and it turned out to be the alarm. And then the second one was I have a bad back and I was dragging my garbage can. It was very heavy. I was really struggling with it, getting across the snow because the snow's so deep. It could have been a little bit more beneficial synchronicity if my neighbor, anyway, he was just coming out of his house, he came over, helped me stand the thing up, which I didn't really need help with. But then we got a big snowstorm coming day after tomorrow, and I was sort of getting prepared for that. And I told him, you know, the city trucks don't plow back here. I might not be able to get out. I was going to change the tires on my van. Anyway, he said, well, you can park your car. He owns a restaurant right on the corner where he gets that plowed. So he said I could park in his parking lot. Then I wouldn't have to worry about getting out or not, because he gets his parking lot plowed. Anyway, it was very, you know, it was like he appeared just at the right time for the answer to my problem or something. So is there anything?
Just understand, synchronicity is just a concept, and you can throw that away. Pretty much everything that you talked about, the dream, number one, you don't sleep. Like, there is no dreaming for the selfless self. There's only the dream state, the waking state, the sense I am. These are the things that are appearing to the selfless self, but the selfless self is not involved in them. It's not sleeping. There's no sleeping. And so anything that you see within that dream state is just imagination, but truly everything that you see in the waking dream state is also imagination. It's just you trying to attach significance where there is none by conceptualizing and saying, this is important. This dream is more important than the waking state, or this waking state is more important than the dream state. And again, remember, you are the projector, not the projections. Don't get carried away in the projections. The projections can be anything. My God, you could wake up tomorrow and Maharaj could be in your bedroom saying, Keith, you've realized yourself. I'm so happy. You've done the great job. But why? What? And Maharaj has said this before, that your masters can appear to you. As you get closer and closer to selfless self, you can see the gods and the Brahman and the and all of this. Forget about it. Remain with your selfless self. You know, in the Christian religion, they have Jesus. In the Muslim religion, they have, or not Muslim, in the Hindu religion, they have Krishna. And in the Buddhist religion, they have Buddha. And if all three of them appeared and said, Keith, you have arrived, you remain with your selfless self. My master is greater than all of these. And there's no separation between my master and this sense of presence. The sense of presence was speaking in the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj, knowing I'm not Sri Ramakant Maharaj. I am showing you Sri Ramakant Maharaj within the illusion, because you currently believe that you're also somebody in the illusion. But once you know yourself in a real sense, then there's no separation, because there's no formlessness, again, is not involved. And not trying to beat on you, but going down this rabbit hole like these things of this is happening and that's happening and I dreamed and I woke up and the alarm was going and all this. It's all illusion.
I'm just curious. It's a zero.
Zero is formlessness. Anything that can be added, you can even draw a ledger, a little balance sheet. You say, okay, over here is absolute formlessness without attributes, even more subtle than space. And over in this column is all of the illusion. Anything I can think about, any conceptualization I can do, any forms that I'm seeing, any appearances, any experiences, they're all in that second column. And all of the second column can be discarded because it's only distracting you from the first column, the only column, because everything else is illusion. So even if I'm sleeping tonight and I have this amazing revelation that, oh, this is how we explain this. No. Because there's zero nothingness, formlessness, space, more subtle than space, more subtle than presence. And then you have presence, the experience of existence, the I am something, all the appearances, all the thoughts, all the body knowledge, the body, the world, all in this other column. And all you have to do is say, anytime you're thinking or conceptualizing in this way, you say, oh, I'm in the column that doesn't matter. I'm in the illusion. And yet, like you said, oh, there's a big snowstorm coming. You know, don't be a yucca puck and sit there and say, well, I'm the formlessness, so I don't have to do anything to prepare for the snow. And 7 feet of snow happened to pile on you and you can't go out and you can't eat and you're really in trouble. No, within the body-based illusion, there are things that need to be done spontaneously in the moment. You hear that there's a snowstorm coming. Perhaps we go and make sure we have some food in case we get snowed in for a few days. That's not a problem. There's no like thought train identification, unless you're sitting there having the fear and you go to the grocery store and buy like tons of groceries because you're so fearful that you might starve to death. That is also illusion identification.
Oh yeah, I also had a question about, sorry to interrupt you there, but
it's no problem.
There's only a few minutes left. I forgot to ask this. I was thinking about Thomas, you know, T-A-M-A-S today. And it seemed to me that for what I could see it is, Thomas is when I'm going along with believing, and I wrote it down here, I'm going along with believing and feeling as true the convincing lie that experience or things as seemingly known to be are true or real.
Thomas is basically, you're taking credit for being a doer. You're taking credit for the actions. Rajas is the movement and the activity, and sattva is basically more the purity and like selfless service and this sort of thing. And you transcend these gunas immediately because why? You're formless. These gunas came along with the body. They're a concept that move existence. That's the concept. That the five elements are moved around by the gunas, the rajas, the tamas, and the sattva. And like I said, tamas is nothing more than the sense of doership, that I am claiming action. Rajas is doing the action. There's movement. And now because I identify with a specific body form, I'm saying I'm moving. But you can't move. Again, like we said, with the formlessness, it can't affect form. Well, how can formlessness move? But Thomas is taking credit for formlessness moving by identifying with the body. And then sattva is the using the body form to remain with yourself, the self, to be into the spirituality. And once you know yourself in a real sense, all these tamas, rajas, and sattva, it's finished because you're not, just like the concept of karma. While using a body form, you can say, I'm doing this thing, but all praise goes to my master. Because I know the formlessness is moving in me. So I say, this thing that I've done, all praise goes to my master. This is how you start to remove this concept of doership and the concept of karmic debt. However, once you know yourself in a real sense, karmic doesn't make sense. There is no karma because you're formless. There are activities occurring within your formless self. To whom is the karma going to attach?
No self, no karma.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is how you start to behave universally, basically by not being a someone, you fit in quite nicely with everyone because you don't have a position. Mm-hmm. And you can still speak to people, oh, hello, hey, nice to see you, and this and that. Not like if somebody says hello to you and, oh, I'm not responding because I'm formless. No, it's just a natural flow. You're more universal because you're not thinking about you. You're not moving in you. You're not trying to benefit you because you are not this body form.